This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Does the SVB bank failure and the second bank failure, so one in Silicon Valley, one in New York, worry you about the safety of your money and where you're banking or no? Lots of conversations happening about bank runs. Truly a nor'easter slamming into the East Coast. How much snow is going to fall? And what about the rain? And what about the power and everything else in between? I mean, after all, in this show, we're always talking about Mother Nature and the wicked curveballs, aren't we? And it is the first four because it's the road to the final four. March Madness is upon us. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Let's start with what happened on Friday. Silicon Valley Bank collapses in 48 hours. And then you've got this next bank that failed. So you had the 16th biggest bank in the United States that failed. And then you had a bank that was under one of the 30 biggest banks in the country that also failed. So let's talk about really Silicon Valley Bank, not so much Signature Bank, although that's also a bank fail too. So all of a sudden there was this bank run and a capital crisis. It happened on Friday morning. It had to be taken over by federal regulators. That would be a big fear. And it is the largest failure of a bank since Washington Mutual in 2008. So this is a bank that was actually started in the early 80s. It's specialized, remember Silicon Valley, it's specialized in tech startups. So financing for almost half of the U.S. venture-backed technology and healthcare companies. But what most people don't know about this bank is it was among the top 20 American commercial banks because it had $109 billion in total assets at the end of last year, according to the FDIC, because they had the numbers. So they got in the middle of what is a bank run. And what happened was interest rates. So a couple of things collided to make this happen. Higher interest rates eroded the value of what they were betting on, long-term bonds, and that they gobbled up during the really ultra-low, near-zero interest rates. And so SVB had $21 billion in a bond portfolio because they were getting an average of 1.79%. The current 10-year Treasury yield is about 3.9%. And then capital for venture capital started to dry up, right? Startups had to draw down funds that were held by SVB. So the bank was sitting on unrealized losses in bonds, and then you had customer withdrawals escalating, and that's a panic, because then they collide. They collide. So they had sold a bunch of securities at a loss, and they said they were going to sell $2.25 billion in new shares. I mean, I know this is a bunch of numbers, big numbers, but that's what happened. You have these startups, you have what they bet on, the bank, and then all of a sudden you have this run. So this bank stock started to just tumble on Thursday morning. Afternoon, it was just dragging other bank shares down with it. Because what happens? Investors fear a repeat of the 2007-2008 financial crisis, which was awful. People are still not made whole in some areas by money that they had invested from 2008. It's always the little people that get squeezed in that because they have just enough to help them for retirement or for whatever. So by Friday morning, the SVB shares, they were stopped. And they stopped trying to raise capital or find a buyer. And then that's when California intervenes. They shut the bank down. They place it in receivership under the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. So that causes then a serious panic. And the good news was that all insured depositors are going to have full access to their insured deposits. And then there was the word that those that weren't insured, uninsured, were also going to be guaranteed too. The president said that. They said that over the weekend on Sunday, late on Sunday, so that anybody who had money in there would be able to get their money, right? And it's very rare, right? It's the FDIC typically sells a failed bank's assets to other banks, and then they use the money to repay depositors whose funds weren't insured, right? And because of the Fed rate hiking, that's also hit that too as well. It is scary, and it has caused other banks to drop down a little bit because people that are banking in smaller banks are worried about it, and then they pull their money out. So you look at this, and how does this affect us, and what do we need to know? Because that's the question people are asking themselves. Do you have to worry about your money stored in the bank? So if you have less than $250,000 in your account, then you don't have to worry because the government insures the first $250,000 in eligible accounts. If you have more than that, now that's different, right? Because then you have companies that are struggling to make payroll, and what happens when that's not guaranteed, that's not insured. And now people are asking questions, is it just smart to have insured deposits versus uninsured deposits and all of the confusion surrounding that? Everyday consumers are unlikely, lots of us, you and I, to be affected by it. But it is a good reminder to know where your money is. And guess what else? I say this all the time because I would never give anyone financial advice. I had to school myself on it to try to figure it out and untangle all kinds of things and to realize, okay, what do you have to do here? And the thing is not having it all in one place, right? Then it lets you sleep maybe easier. And we're not talking about you just have millions of dollars and millions of different parcels of land, or maybe millions is an exaggeration, but big chunks of land somewhere. I mean, the idea is, some people say, split your money between banks, right? If it's somewhere past the 250. And it is scary to think about 2008. I remember it very, very well, right? As to what happened to so many stocks, what happened to people's 401ks, all of that. So the government's just trying to, I think, contain what the panic is, because they don't want to see other banks have the same problem, because people get panicky and decide, yikes, I better worry about where my money is. Now, all the people connected to this are going to get their money. So it is crazy, because there's crazy things that happen here, that idiotic decisions, I think, based on some of what I've read, that were made that led to this. And then the other thing is that you had so many people at the bank that just got huge bonuses. So it's like, it does, in the back of your head, it makes you wonder, huge bonuses right before this big collapse. All right, if you live in the Northeast, take care, because you are seeing a nor'easter, right? Georgia, between Georgia and New Jersey, they're getting it. They're getting it pretty bad all on that 95 area, I-95. And some of the densely populated cities like Washington, D.C., Philly, New York, Boston, you're getting it. You know what it is. Rain, lots of snow, gusty wind. You can even get some coastal flooding because of high surf. So watch out. Pay attention to what's happening in your neighborhood, so that if you have to get out and it looks like it's not going to hold, you give yourself enough time to do that. Stay with us.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Also have 12 toes, or so the theory goes. Well, with 12 digits, I mean fingers, he probably would have invented two more digits when he invented his number system. Then, if he'd saved the zero for the end, he could count and multiply by 12s just as easily as you and I do by 10s.
You gotta love that. Kate Delaney once again here on America Tonight. You know, speaking of scratching the surface, boy, this was talked about so much, the price of insulin. Huge, huge conversation about Eli Lilly, a major U.S. drug manufacturer. They're saying they're going to cap the price of insulin at $35 a month. I mean, that's a big wow, because some people were not being able to barely afford insulin, but they're saying, yeah, they're knocking down that sticker price of a lot of their life-saving insulin products that are being used by diabetic patients. And it's interesting because that's the company that kept increasing in the past, increasing. There's a major outcry about excessive drug prices anyway. So that's what they're saying, that patients, what they would have to pay out of their own pocket for the company's insulin is $35 a month. And if you dig deeper, they sort of had that policy in place, but it was definitely being ignored. Definitely. I mean, how many millions of Americans rely on insulin to keep their blood sugar at levels that keep them alive? This is like a miracle. Over nearly like three decades, they've raised the list price on most widely used insulin products by more than 1,000%. And some out-of-pocket payments, for example, for people on high deductible insurance plans can exceed $1,000 a month. Even though most patients were paying less than that, Big Pharma was charging people hundreds of dollars, and they were making record profits. So this is big. Easier for privately insured patients to take advantage of it, for sure, that the fact that it gets capped at that, I mean, that's a fraction. And so you can bet that there are so many. I mean, with 30 million Americans that have diabetes and about 7 million, maybe even more, that rely on insulin. And, I mean, no insulin, you could die or have health consequences that are incredibly serious. Amputation, that's something that happens. Kidney failure. So cutting that is, wow, with all the pressure that's been on the backs of so many of these companies, this is a very, very big moment. I mean, a huge moment. Because even if you remember, under last year's Inflation Reduction Act, Congress imposed a $35 a month ceiling on insulin co-payments for Medicare patients. But now, you know, this is across the board. So that's a big bravo that that's happening. I mean, is it fixed? Is it solved? Is it perfect? Of course it's not. But it's absolutely going to make life easier for some people who have really struggled with trying to make payments. And that is, I think, one of the biggest things that I heard on the day, period. That it just kind of came out of nowhere, that it's been discussed, and there's always a tug of war about the price. And now, boom, this just all of a sudden trickles out. I mean, just it just happens. And that is big. I mean, huge. Something else we talk about a lot, especially lately, is what's going on in the air. Where this near misses, we just talked about a JetBlue incident that luckily didn't happen. And we've talked about some of the planes in New York where they narrowly miss hitting each other. I mean, there's been a handful of things that have happened since the tail end of last year, bouncing into the first couple of months of this year. And I just saw this right before I came on the air. Somebody had texted me something about this. And so it's true, this Lufthansa Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing because you had people screaming and there was so much turbulence. Seven people had to be rushed to the hospital. And, you know, of course, with being able to record, since we all walk around with mini recorders on our phones, you could hear passengers screaming. There's broken glass in the cabin during this emergency on this flight. They had to make an emergency landing because of the severe turbulence. It was flying from Austin, Texas to Frankfurt, Germany, when it had to land at Dulles International Airport in Virginia. And, you know, that there were multiple, the reports are there are multiple injuries. And luckily the plane, obviously landed safely. But people who weren't rushed to the hospital were rattled, hanging on, you know, grabbing onto their seatbelts, etc. So a lot of people obviously affected enough that they had to go to the hospital. You had food trays that flew all over the place, and I looked at some of the pictures that people took of it, and you could see that, you know, the plane obviously had gone up and down by what you could see inside the airplane. And I mean, it's good that it was diverted and that it landed because they had this turbulence at 37,000 feet, I guess, over Tennessee. It's always the worst, right? And because usually, as somebody who flies a lot, which I've flown a lot, usually it's just that expectation in your head that, yeah, it's, you know what, it's going to be okay. And every once in a while, like, I'll sit next to someone who's kind of hairy-carry about flying, and I'll kind of reassure them because they almost look at me for reassurance as I've flown a lot. And it's so rare that I'm on a plane where the turbulence is anything more than, oh, that was just a kind of a weird bump in the air. But when you have serious turbulence, it is frightening, and you can't help it. Well, where does your mind go, right? And it goes to a place of, oh, please God, get this plane down first. And then when you there's things just flying all around you, and it's like a madhouse, it's like the furniture's gone loose, and you just want that plane down, period. And that's apparently what it was like inside that plane. So tough for those people. Not a lot of reports out there about it, and not a lot of reports about the conditions of the people. Obviously, nobody died from it, but was there broken bones, or was it bruises, or what? We don't know all the specifics of that, but it was apparently pretty bad. And like I said, I looked at some of the pictures that were pumped out on social media, and it looked pretty scary to me to see what must have happened inside that plane when they hit some weird pocket and realized that they had to, you know, get down. All right, and something completely different, because we talk about AI so much, especially lately with how fast things are moving with technology. I read an interesting report that a lot of salespeople, a lot of car salespeople, are being replaced with AI in these showrooms. Digital showrooms are really out there in the metaverse, right? So Kia, Fiat, they've got digital metaverse dealer showrooms so that customers can just shop for cars right from home anyway. And that's not a surprise, because that is the world we live in, right? But actually getting rid of salespeople and just flat out using the platform that way. And that happened, you know, it first was unveiled at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, CES. And they always have the latest, greatest technology. And so when that was rolled out in January, you knew. I remember seeing reports of it and looking at it and thinking, boy, that would be so easy, right? Because you don't have to have anything specialized. You don't have to have a VR headset, because that's the first thing you think, oh, if I'm going to the metaverse and I have to shop and that's futuristic, well, of course, then you have to have the headset, but you don't have to have it. You just go through Microsoft Teams, like Fiat, that's how they do it. And you can, it's video conferencing, of course, Microsoft Teams and file storage and all of that. So it's easy. You just have to have a link. And then any questions you have in real time, they can address it. But there's all these pre-recorded videos. And then they do use a human if there's complicated questions. But it's very much like meeting somebody in a dealership, only it's AI. Let's walk over here and let's open the door and get inside. And here's what this car does. And the thing is that this supposedly is going to expand into other markets. So it's only in a few markets right now. You just wonder how big that's going to be. I mean, if it's cheaper, easier, knocks down the questions, and you don't have to have a lot of special, like you don't have to have the headset, I would think that a lot of dealerships would go this route. Wow, is that the end of the car salesperson bugging you, playing those games? Ooh. Mailbag coming up next.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Special Counsel Robert Hur, who conducted the investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents, faced scrutiny on Capitol Hill Tuesday from both Democrats and Republicans. Democrats pressed Hur during the hearing for characterizing Biden as an elderly man with a poor memory, while Hur defended his report, stating the assessment was relevant. Republicans questioned Hur about his decision not to charge Biden for possessing documents. Inflation is lasting longer than expected by economists. February's Consumer Price Index, indicating the cost of goods and services, rose by 0.4% for the month and 3.2% from the previous year. The dispute surrounding a contentious education law in Florida is nearing resolution as the state reached a settlement this week regarding the parental rights in education law. The agreement specifies that the legislation only limits discussions on gender identity and sexual orientation within instructional settings. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, as always, we have to dig very far. Thanks to all of you. 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. This one from Tim, who says, Kate, wow, it's interesting to watch what's happening with this student loan conversation. The Supreme Court, more than a conversation, making some decisions. So it sounds like the way that they're leaning, the people who thought they were going to get that student loan break might not necessarily get it. And I'm not surprised necessarily if you look at the makeup of the court, but I just wonder for some of those who are heavily burdened by student loans, is it really the right way to go? I feel like I understand. Listen, I paid for school myself and juggled a bunch of jobs and whatnot. But just because I did it, I see some of the younger generation completely overburdened by the price tag, the shocking sticker price of going to college, that secondary education. And I understand how tough it must be to try and be unburdened from the massive amount of debt that they're in. We certainly, and I'm talking decades ago, while we had student loan debt that we had to pay off, it was nothing like what you're seeing today when it comes to some of these colleges and what kids have to pay. I would think that in some ways there would be some more empathy out there. Yeah, you know, the average, thanks for that, the average loan, I guess, you're talking about, you know, it's like $42,000 something to go to college. I just had this conversation with somebody that they were talking about their son going to school, and they had saved and saved and saved, and he had saved and saved and saved, and that by the time they were done with school, if everything went well, it would be over $300,000. Wow. So remember, in August of last year, Biden announced plans to cancel up to $20,000 in student debt for federal borrowers making under $125,000 a year. And then there was pushback against that, and there were lawsuits to try to block it. So this court ruling is going to impact, of course, millions of student loan borrowers, including the 20 million that the White House estimates that would have their balances completely wiped out if, you know, all of this tuition data is correct. And the price of college has, you're right, the price of college has changed astronomically since the justices were in school, since I was in school, since probably many of you were in school. But then, you know, the argument is, well, what about people that go to a trade school? What about people that take a different route? And then how is that fair for them? So they heard oral arguments on Tuesday of this week, and they could strike down that plan. It is an expensive deal. I mean, there's a lot of people outside of the Supreme Court with signs that they're holding signs, cancel student debt, and it's going to have a big impact on a lot of people who maybe thought they were going to get that break that might not get that break. And then there's a whole other debate that you could have nothing to do specifically with what the Supreme Court's deciding, but the value of college degrees, depending on what field somebody goes into, right? Because now so much of, it's like even Google is, they put the getting certificates, they value that pretty highly. Before it used to be, well, yeah, if you went to Harvard or Stanford or wherever, and I'm not saying they don't hire people like that, but they're looking for people that are crushing those certifications because they know they can get in there and they can do what they need them to do. So some of that in the technology world has changed a bit, but this is certainly one to keep an eye on because I think there's people that are definitely holding their breath on what the Supreme Court ultimately decides. All right, we move to this one from Maxine. I like that name, Maxine. We have a Max, and I know Max is not the same as Maxine. Hey, Kate, I'm new to the show, though I've been listening for a couple of months. I feel like I get a good sense of what's happening when I listen to your show, so kudos on that. This whole Ohio derailment and Norfolk Southern, and now what's going to happen to the people in that area in the future, which we don't know. When you talk about health, there's no way to really predict that. Only you just have a sick feeling in your stomach that it's not necessarily going to be good when you hear about the water and you hear about what they've inhaled. And we've seen things in the past that point to, yeah, maybe there should be some money there in case, because I'm sure a lot of those people in Palestine can't just pick up and move with the young children as though they can figure out a life someplace else. It's just not that easy. You know what? It's next week the CEO of Norfolk Southern is going to testify in Congress about the precautions the railroad takes to prevent similar crashes, because I mean, he agreed. He agreed to appear before the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works. I'll be curious as to what the railroad was investing in, and because they've streamlined their operations in the last couple of years, and they've had fewer longer trains. And these toxic chemicals that were on fire, and what happened, that overheating bearing that likely caused the derailment that sent 38 cars, 11 of them with the hazardous materials, off the tracks. It is frightening. I'd be curious as to, with slashing jobs and pulling things in a different direction, what does that mean? And what about the town recovering? I mean, that's the ultimate thing, and that's what you're saying, Maxine. What happens to those people? Are they going to commit to paying for the short-term and long-term effects of the wreck? What kind of a commitment would they make to that? And that's a big deal, right? Because you just don't know. And to your point, people don't have the money. They can't just, you can't just say, well, geez, wouldn't you just move? Well, geez, yeah, if you could do that, but there's a lot of people that can't do that. All right, speaking of moving, this is interesting. This one comes to us from Jake, who says, thank goodness, what a difference a year makes. We've seen that home prices, Kate Delaney, have certainly gone down in some markets, but will it create a bizarre bubble as a kind of a result of that? And I think more than ever, the prices of rents have gone through the roof. I haven't seen that change in Texas, as I have friends that live all over the state. You know, I live in Austin, and Austin is not a cheap place to live. And it seems like the real estate market has boomed more than anything. And I don't know that it's really fallen down or leveled out, if you will. But certainly it's still a little bit more affordable than it was at this time last year. You know, it's a good question when you talk about the housing market overall and the correction. And then I saw something from an economist at the Dallas Federal Reserve who said, listen, prices could drop by almost 20%. And we've got this weird affordability crisis, right? When you look at it, and what does that mean when you look at the interest rate and you look at rent and you look at the potential of a bubble? And if you look at other housing markets, right, you look at rising interest rates in Germany, for example, and you see what happens with the rising mortgage rates. And then they have this crazy housing slide and how that's flipped things and created a kind of a weird bubble for them. So will the prices be more in line or more affordable or not? We do know, you know, right now really what you're looking at is numbers in the sixes, and you've seen home prices that have gone down for six straight months. That's pretty big. If I was looking at something that the National Association of Realtors, because they always have really up-to-date numbers, of course, and for six straight months, that's gone down. So, yes, home prices are now like 4% below their June peak, and we're going to see probably that decline a little bit more. But there are still some areas where there's just no way. There's not affordable. It's about desirability and then a few other factors. And, you know, it's always that weird gamble, right, of when you jump in or when you jump out, even with rents. During the pandemic, rents really shot up in so many places that it was more than a mortgage payment, the average mortgage payment in some cases, and then you don't get the benefit of that that write-off in any way. All right, just a reminder again, you can always send me your thoughts 24/7, as I said at the top of this, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, just like Sharon did, who says, Kate, I just want to say, seeing some snow in California made me smile. Don't tell that to the people I know in California who don't like being chilly. They're not expecting that kind of weather whatsoever. Next up, Hands Up for Heroes.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
About let's like lift our spirits up, right, with everything that we're always talking about. I love this story. I saw it somewhere, a little kind of a like a little blurb somewhere in something. I read so much, and in something that I was reading, it came up, and then I happened to see David Muir on his nightly anchoring on ABC, and they always do those fun features at the end of the show, and there was this great piece, and it mirrored what I had read that was happening in a couple of different people in restoring photos that were damaged in Hurricane Ian, which was so horrible for so many people. And what do they say? There's a fire, there's something catastrophic that happens, and what is the thing that you're going to say besides obviously your life, your family's lives, the pets, etc.? It's photos, because you can't replace those photos of the great-great-grandparents or the relatives that are in these black-and-white photos who you can't even remember who they are, but you know that they're your relatives, or just your own photos, right? And I think it's so incredible that because it's just the perfect melding of showing kids what that act of kindness can do and giving someone hope and restoring photos. You had a high school art class that is restoring families' photographs that were damaged in Hurricane Ian. And how cool is that for them? Because, you know, you have photos that are really basically would be ruined because of the water damage and the peeling it apart, and you know, you can see the faces and whatnot, but you can see that the ends are ruined. So there was a local photographer in that Fort Myers area that was hit so hard in Ian, and somehow there was high school art teacher that was paying attention to what she was doing and reached out and said, geez, I would, my kids would love to help with the loads of pictures because, you know, this photographer can only do so much. And so this Amity High School, these kids in this class have this mission of having these loads of photos, and they volunteer to preserve and restore these treasured photos of the people that, you know, had nothing but tears and boxes of ruined photographs. I love this story. How great is it for those kids to be able to do that, to be able to look at wedding photos and take out the crummy stains that are on the side of it, you know, digitally being able to do that. And that's like just such a great gift to give to those people who are still rebuilding and have these ruined photos of really important memories. And so it's so good on both ends that the kids from Amity were able to do this. And I love these interviews with these kids where they said, oh, it was just, you know, I'm proud to help and I feel so good to do whatever I can looking at that devastation that happened. And I mean, that's like a life lesson that they take back with them, and the kids are staying later and trying to do as much as they can. And they know that they're bringing joy back to so many of those people who thought that their photographs were just lost or knew that it would take a long time to try and restore them. So I'm going to say absolutely hands up for heroes for those kids in Amity.
Okay. High five.
High five.
High five.
High five.
High five.
High five. High five.
High five. High five.
Yeah. You know, you're talking 7 months after the hurricane and trying to save albums and trying to save, like I said, pictures of people they might not be able to identify. But they're your pictures. I have some of those. Great, 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 from somewhere in Ireland. And, you know, I'll try to find notes of who they were or whatever. But it really is this Florida photographer, too, Krista Kowalski, who has spent weeks and weeks helping strangers recover their photos damaged by the hurricane, and that art teacher happened to see that and then reached out, because there's, you know, so much work to try and do that. So those Amity High School photography students helping in that way, again, bravo to them for doing that and bringing back those memories for all those people in Fort Myers and some of the surrounding areas where they had dirty walls and destroyed furniture and just drenched bundles of family photographs that are sentimental, and can you, you know, rescue them? Well, the answer is digitally you can, but it takes a while, and you have so many other things that are going on. And so far, by the way, they've restored these memories for more than 100 families affected by Ian. So good for these Connecticut kids who are doing this. Well, imagine the skills that they're learning. Like I said, the empathy and the hope that they're giving back, and just how it makes them feel. And 100 families is pretty significant. And they're calling it the Amity Restoration Project. And it was inspired by this Florida wedding photographer who was trying to restore all these damaged pictures for storm victims. And wow, bravo, bravo, bravo. There's another story, too. And because he's famous, Dave Grohl, who's the Foo Fighters frontman, he is not looking for publicity. And he kind of really stepped out of the spotlight. But he's going to get it because, you know, people know who he is. They recognize him. But I love the story that I recently read about him, and this just happened with him too, where he decided he had a smoker, right? He loves to smoke meat, and he decided he was going to take his smoker and have brisket and ribs over the weekend and barbecue food for hundreds of hungry and unhoused people in Los Angeles. So he showed up at Hope the Mission like a week and a half ago, and a bunch of his friends came and they had their barbecue smokers with them so they could have enough smokers to do that. And he bought all the food, provided all the food, and they started cooking and kept cooking over 24 hours, right? And it's interesting because during that time, they had canopies over them, but they had heavy downpours in some places. And then, of course, the crazy snow deal that was going on. But that didn't stop them. So they fed like 450-plus homeless people in Los Angeles, right? And like I said, he wasn't looking for attention. He was looking to give back. He was looking to feel good about what could he do and put himself in the middle of it, put himself in the middle of physically doing it. It's easy to write a check. Somebody told me that one time. It's easy to write a check, big or small or whatever, but to actually put yourself out there and do it. And that's exactly, you know, what he did. He did everything he could to feed the people. And he's been involved before in trying to help with opening family shelters and realizing how bad the situation is, you know, how tough it is for so many young families and that find themselves in these emergency situations. So good for him. Bravo. I mean, he's a hero in my book, too, because, again, he's not looking for the attention. He gets that he is, you know, he's incredibly talented and has made plenty of money, but he found a way that he could get a little bit more involved in it, right? He could just bring some of his friends and they could all get that joint experience, and then they could end up helping other people, which there's nothing like that feeling. All right, we talk about the lottery all the time because you all always ask me about the lottery. I don't know how that started, but about winning the lottery. And two coworkers in Kentucky won the lottery. Teresa Trice and Dylan Mitchell, congratulations to you. They won $50,000. Woo, sweet. Good on them. Make it count, everybody. I feel free.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.